Give God some more praise. Amen. 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 Just want to celebrate our music ministry and all who have worked so hard to celebrate this high and holy day. I won't be before you long, but I do want to turn to the Word of God just for a moment. Please stand to your feet as I read from the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. The Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, starting at the 13th verse, and it reads as follows. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place." In addition, some of our women were amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. You may be seated. What's more, it is the third day. Turn to your neighbor and say, "It's the third day." Many will recall some years ago, there was a Navy submarine who had gone down, had mechanical failure, and it was a couple of days of them running out of air. And one of the people on board heard them above the ocean looking for them, and he simply used Morse code. And when he tapped is there any hope? Is there any hope? Somebody here is asking that question today. Is there any hope? Is there any hope in a tribal-driven world? Is there any hope regarding my health? Is there any hope regarding my children? Is there any hope in believing even in the church? Is there any hope? Christ is calling out today. Yes.
All right, come on.
There is hope.
Yeah.
Yes. There is hope. Why? Because he lives.
Yeah.
Turn to your neighbor and say, "God lives." We need to be reminded today as we read this powerful text that there's hope for today. There's hope for tomorrow because God lives and he's large and in charge. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you're wondering today, is there hope in your life? If you're wondering if you can make it, God has brought you here to remind you that you can make it. You can make it because Jesus lives. You can make it because he got up with all power in his hands. But I want us to know this morning that this story raises some very helpful things that we should consider today on this Resurrection Sunday. If you're in a place between a rock and a hard place, I want you to be like these disciples. The first thing they did that brought about hope in their lives, they began to think deeply about the things of God. The Bible says in Luke 24:13, it says, now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. This is after the resurrection. They're trying to figure out what has happened because there's been reports that the tomb is empty. Somebody say the tomb is empty. So they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. That's important. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they didn't recognize him. If you are in a place of hopelessness today, the first thing I need you to do is think deeply about God. There's too many folk walking around here without hope, walking around here in a fog, walking around here like life is not worth the living, but you're not thinking deeply about God. This thing is not complicated to me. Somebody created you. Tell your neighbor, somebody created you. Genesis 1 says that we were made in the Imago Dei, the image of God. All of us, somebody tell your neighbor, everybody's been made in God's image. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you need to think deeply about this stuff. If God made you in his image, he's not a watchmaker that wind you up and made you and walked away. God made you in his image and he's walking with you. He has a purpose for you. We don't spend enough time wondering about life. And you can't figure out life without the one who made you. God drew near to them because they were thinking about deep things of God. Why am I here? And what does God require of me? The Bible says that when God made us, there was a fall. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I don't care how pretty you look. I don't care how colorful you are. You are a sinner. And because there was a fall, right away the grace of God went into effect. And God began to prepare a body for Jesus. This is what this day is all about. Because none of us could live holy and perfect. Somebody say, you better think about it. Romans 6 says the wages of sin is death. That means if you leave this earth without thinking deeply about God, you are going to spend eternity in hell. Tell your neighbor, you better think about it. But Romans 10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's okay to ask questions. A famous scholar named McGlure said, faith seeking understanding. If you're not asking questions, you're not thinking deeply about this thing. God, Jesus, drew near to them in their questions. I got a whole lot of questions for God, but one thing I'm not puzzled about is how I'm getting to heaven. It's because of this day, because he got up from the grave. The Bible says if you are without hope today, you need to think about who God is. God drew near to them in those questions. Ask your questions. That means you're thinking about something of substance. You're not just thinking about who's going to win the NBA championship. You're not just thinking about what somebody's thinking about right now. I got something in the oven. What time folk coming over? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. We're not thinking deeply about life. You can't think deeply about life and forget about God. We've been bought with a price. Tell somebody you've been bought with a price. Not only do we see in this text that God drew near to their questions. The next thing you need to understand if you're going to have hope is that you got to see yourself in the narrative. The Bible says in chapter 24, verse 18, it says one of them named Cleopas asked him, Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? Jesus is playing with them, trying to get them to come to the revelation of truth. He says, what things in verse 19? He asks about Jesus of Nazareth. They replied, listen to what they said. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. Remember, you tell somebody you got to see yourself in the narrative. Verse 20 says, the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped, I need y'all to understand that this was a place of despair. We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. My brothers and sisters, if you're going to have hope this morning, see, they believed that Jesus was a prophet and a man of good deeds and works. They believed, amen, that Jesus was crucified by the rulers and the church. Got to see yourself in the narrative. You know, even today, even back then, the church and the government was on the wrong side of truth. They crucified Jesus like he was a common criminal. But what they didn't see, the disciples, was that it wasn't just Jesus and the government that crucified Jesus. It wasn't just the prophets and the government that crucified Jesus. They crucified him. We crucified him. You got to see yourself in this narrative if you're going to have hope. Your life may not be perfect, but guess what? You're not perfect. God may not have given you everything you wanted in life, but thank God he gave you something. And whatever you have is more than you deserve. You see, the disciples were downcast without hope because they believed that it was everybody else that caused Jesus to be crucified. No, look in the mirror, baby bubba. It was you and I who took him to the cross. Somebody say, I was a part of his journey. You see, I don't have much time today, but you need to understand, if you're in a place of hopelessness like they are, you need to walk with him and ask the right questions. God will draw near to you. If you're in a place of hopelessness today, don't say it's everybody else's fault that your life is a mess. You're in the narrative. And in this narrative, we all fall short of the glory of God. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Lastly, if you're going to have hope this morning, you need to understand that you've got your facts right, but the inference is wrong. In other words, it's the third day. The third day, my brothers and sisters, the third day is when you believe everything that you believed in has been shattered and fragmented. The third day is that everything that everybody that you trusted in deeply is gone. The world you thought about is unavailable. The third day is when Christ had been dead and in the grave for 3 days, and your reality of what you thought God was going to do has not come to fruition. The third day is you've been crying and you're frustrated because you feel like you're walking around. The third day is when everything that you thought should be happening in your walk with God and your faith with God has been buried and in the tomb. The third day is a bad day in the flesh. But you miss something if you're in that narrative of a third day without hope. Because it was in this day of devastation, it was in this day without hope in the natural realm, they said, more than that, it's the third day. While they were saying more than that in the third day, guess what? The risen Lord was walking right with them. You see, the third day is a day of new opportunities and new creation and new life and new hope. The third day is not a dead day. It's a life day. A third day is an eternal day. A third day is a day that you could not even comprehend until he got up from the grave. A third day is a day that God is walking with you and blessing you and giving you power and eternal life forevermore. I need somebody to see you today that if you're in the third day, it's not a day without hope. It's a day of new possibilities. The third day is a day that you could never comprehend. But God, on the third day, and your day of devastation, on the third day, when you realize there was no hope, God is with you, giving you new hope. On the third day, you got eternal life. On the third day, you got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. On the third day, you got Jesus in a way that you couldn't have him before. Third day, he got up with all power in your hand. Don't miss the blessing on the third day. God is with you in your third day. Come on, let's give God some praise today. It's the third day, the day he rose from the grave. Let's stand to our feet. Oh, gracious and eternal God, somebody right now is wondering, like that submerged submarine, is there any hope? Is there any hope? They're in a third day situation. I hear you calling out beyond the grave, now seated at the right hand of the Father. Yes, there is hope because I live. Yes, there is hope because you will live with me if you'll just give your life to me today. God, I pray for some man, woman, boy, or girl who feels like giving up. They're in a hopeless situation. I pray that they will feel you drawing near to them in their questions. I pray that you will resist them having a pity party because they're in the narrative of a fallen world. Lord, most of all, I pray they're in their third day reality. They will know that you can overrule reality. You have conquered the grave. Death couldn't hold you down. You are the risen Lord, seated in majesty. God, I pray you'll give somebody hope on this day, and they'll realize that you can do anything but fail. Lord, I pray as I conclude this prayer and we open up the doors of the church, that you'll draw some man, woman, boy, or girl to you today. Right now, may they think deeply about their salvation. Somebody's been just going through life. They haven't thought deeply about why they're here and why Christ had to come. I pray right now that you will make it real to them that Jesus came, lived, and died, and rose again so they may never die again, that they might have eternal life. Lord, get through to somebody right now. Let them consider what this day means. It means that your love, nothing could ever separate us from your love. I rebuke Satan out of this moment. Have your way, God. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God.